It's time for the Coaches Show as we visit with St. Lawrence University women's head hockey coach Chris Wells and your host Aaron Todd.
Welcome back to another edition of the Coaches Show with St. Lawrence women's hockey coach Chris Wells. Wellsie, a split last weekend, a win over Dartmouth and a loss to Harvard. Got out of the gate quick against Dartmouth, built a 3-0 lead, and you know the Big Green played a huge third period against you, came roaring back, made that a close one. It was a 3-2 win, and then couldn't get one in the net against Harvard the next day. Talk about the weekend and what your thoughts were.
Well, certainly glad the game wasn't 61 minutes in Hanover as they threw everything at us, and we did a good job not allowing that third goal. We had to kill a penalty to end the game. Lucy made some good stops. We had a couple good shot blocks to finish that off, but certainly Dartmouth came at us with tons of desperation and really brought a level of play that we haven't seen from them all year. And we were lucky to have three in the bank before that third period started to get away with the win. And then played much better at Harvard than we did at Dartmouth, and unfortunately couldn't get one past Larkham and hit the bar with about 3 minutes into the game. And obviously that would make a big difference for our team, as our success after scoring the first goal is much better than it is when we don't score the first goal, just because of how we've been able to produce this year. So a little bounce here, bounce there could have made a big difference. Harvard played pretty inspired, but I think certainly playing Harvard on the Saturday has us prepared for what we're going to be facing here this weekend. We had a good game down there at Cornell, so our kids understand what to expect and feel confident with our abilities down there, be able to skate with them and play with them with our 3-2 game down there that we had in defeat just about a month ago.
Well, as you mentioned, facing Cornell this weekend in an ECAC quarterfinal series, Friday at 3 p.m., Saturday at 3 p.m., and if it goes to three games, Sunday at 3 p.m., Cornell, the top-ranked team in the country, one of the best teams in the nation defensively. Lindsey Browning in goal has been outstanding this season. Should be a matchup of two really solid goaltenders as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think Jamie Rainville got in and played a full game against Harvard on Saturday and did a nice job for us. But Lucy's been able to play the bulk of our games and done a great job, and been such a big part of why we've been able to win a lot of games and be in a lot of games as well. So I expect great goaltending down there this weekend, and obviously a low scoring game for us is going to be much better. And I think our team understands what is needed down there. Like I said earlier, playing them a month ago gives us a pretty good idea what to expect. And obviously they have a lot of weapons, a couple of Olympic defensemen and national players up front. And the pace of the play is good, which allows our kids to skate and play at the level that they like to play at too, and the pace, which I think suits our game better than maybe some other teams that we might face. So looking forward to it. Obviously, tall mountain to climb. They've only lost one game, and we're heading down there with some confidence from the game that we played against them a month ago.
What do you tell a team as you, head into a team against an opponent like Cornell? Like I said, top-ranked team in the country, but it's the playoffs, and really it's a chance to turn the page,
Yeah, I mean, everybody's 0-0 right now. I mean, you can really kind of flush the regular season and get yourself restarted, kind of like playing the back nine of a bad front nine of golf. You go in and get a sandwich and you're recharged to go, and you're like a new golfer on the 10th tee for some reason. So I think heading into the playoffs, it gives us an opportunity to kind of get a fresh start. And like I said, everybody's 0-0, and absolutely no pressure on us heading down there this weekend, because I think probably the only people that think we can get it done are the ones that are putting on the gear this weekend. So, the underdog mentality is going to be in our favor this weekend for sure.
Well, it should be a fun weekend down in Ithaca. Saints women's hockey facing Cornell in the ECAC quarterfinal series. All games at 3 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and if necessary, on Sunday as well. Thanks again for joining us, Wellsie.
Thanks, AT.
This has been the Coach's Show on your home for Skating Saints Hockey 95.3 The Wolf.